Hey there, and welcome to Sunday Replay for June 2nd, 2024. I'm your host, Donna Miller, taking over for Jace Lucas, and we wish him well with all his future endeavors. To kick off Pride Month, Pastor Mark shares a message tinged with nostalgia called Conjunction Junction. Here's Pastor Mark.
Good morning, Harmony. It is so good to see you today. Those of you here in person, hello. Those online, hello. And we also want to greet those listening to the Sunday Replay podcast. Also, welcome to June. And we know that this month also is Pride. Yes. Not that it matters to Harrison Butker, Kansas City's place kicker, Chiefs place kicker, although it should. If you know anything about Harrison and his recent controversial commencement speech at Benedictine College, this is where he shared anti-gay statements as well as some misogynistic statements about women. And in short, what I heard him saying, and I'm paraphrasing, wah, 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 this and that, but, dot, dot, dot. Now, how many of you here have been told by someone, wah, 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 this and that, but, how many here, right? Yep. So now you got the front end of that sentence in the conversation. It's going really well. And then when our brain hears this word, but, it focuses then on what comes next, and it almost forgets what was, or it does forget, about the very first part of the sentence. Therein lies the power of the conjunction, but. And all this got me thinking about a childhood iconic song from the educational series Schoolhouse Rock. Yeah. Anyone here remember the beautiful, catchy little tune, Conjunction Junction? In this song, it transformed a potentially very dry grammatical topic, and it became an entertaining lesson. And it helped children understand the function of conjunctions like and, but, or. And so let's take a moment. Let's go back in the memory lane and let's listen to the front part of this song. How about it?
Conjunction Junction.
Conjunction Junction, what's your function?
Hooking up words and phrases and clauses.
Conjunction Junction, how's that function?
I got three favorite cards that get most of my job done.
Conjunction Junction, what's their function?
It's remarkable. It's such a fun, yet simple song, and it became a cultural touchstone recognizable by multiple generations. Now, you might be wondering how a song about grammar can have anything to do with our spiritual lives and with pride. Well, here you go. Earlier, we heard these words that were attributed to David from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 6 and 13 through 18. And in the opening section, here's David, and he marvels at God's knowledge of him, that the divine creator knows every detail of our lives, our actions, our thoughts, our words. Even before a word is spoken, it's on our tongue, God already knows it completely. Now, what does conjunction junction teach us? Well, how conjunctions connect actions, thoughts, and ideas, words, connection. And in a similar fashion, in these very first six verses in the psalm, they reveal how God completely is intimately connected to every aspect of our lives. And just as conjunctions link words to form meaningful sentences, the Holy One's knowledge links every moment of our lives to create a significant existence. Faith community, as a part of a linked, magnificent tapestry, we are completely known and loved. And I'm emphasizing here, having been created in the image of God, weaving the fibers of our being with purpose and precision. Yahweh is the ultimate conjunction junction. This Schoolhouse Rock song helps us learn that the function of conjunctions is to join words and phrases to convey a complete idea. Well, in the same way, God's creation is part of the divine design. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. We've been uniquely shaped inside and out. And to consider, oh my goodness, the vastness of God's thoughts towards us, whew, that's mind-blowing. As verses 17 and 18 state, how precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I'm awake, I am still with you. Friends, what this does is it illustrates the Lord's plans and thoughts for us and that they are numerous and beyond our comprehension. Yet, even beyond our finite understanding, the divine's omniscience, knowledge, wisdom, and omnipresence interaction and transcendence assures us of this, that we are never alone. We are never alone. They are always with us, God, Jesus, Spirit, guiding us through life's journey. Every detail of our lives is under the divine's loving care. So last year on Easter of 2023, now that was a festive worship service. We had a great time, and someone approached me afterwards, and it's not a person who regularly attends, and they said, Pastor Mark, your message, there was too much gay in it. I too almost did a spit take. There was too much. What? I was like, I didn't quite catch that. And then the minute I did, I started feeling defensive. And I replied to her something along the lines of what I remember that, look, I do my best to make all my messages accessible to everyone. However, there are instances when I am very specific in what I have to say and to whom I'm saying it as led by God, Jesus, Spirit. Well, before she left, I invited her and I said, please return to Harmony for another worship service because this is such an amazing, inclusive, and diverse faith community. And of course, wouldn't you know, the very next time that she did attend Harmony was a few weeks later on June 4th, the start of Pride. Well, I didn't change my message for just because there was too much gay in it. All right. Sadly, though, and sadly, she hasn't been back. And that makes my heart hurt because there's such beauty here. There's such beauty in this faith community. And she's missing out on that, what God has created and Christ has brought in and together and blessed this community. And it includes the LGBTQ plus community. Many who have been ostracized and traumatized by church, by individuals, Christians, as well as faith communities, by words and by silence, by actions and inactions. And you know what? I refuse to abide by that. I'm going to have none of it. I am not ashamed to be speaking the truth as your pastor, as your friend, as your neighbor, as a child of God. I stand here with 2 feet solidly on the ground to firmly and unapologetically state and speak the truth of the unconditional nature of God's love as demonstrated through Christ Jesus. Amen? Way too much hurt has been spread and damage caused by those waving a Bible, and sometimes that Bible's even upside down, pointing out specific scripture verses. They're referred to as clobber passages, and we're only talking about 6 or 7 passages in the Bible. And this is out of the whole Bible, mind you. These passages are often used to condemn homosexuality, to which you may then be on the receiving end afterward to hear things like, well, now, don't get me wrong, I love the gays and lesbians, but the Bible says it and I believe it. Or, oh, I'm all for equality and the church loves all people, but we believe marriage is a sacred union only between a man and a woman. Or, all are welcome to the table for communion, but unless you give up your sins, you know, you can't. Or the familiar, we're called to love the sinner, but hate the sin. Mm-hmm. I'm certain my LGBTQ plus siblings have heard all of these and so much more, dot, 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 but, dot, 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 dot. It makes you want to kick that butt right in the rear, right? The butts in life, they cause us to hide a significant part of who we are, and these can lead to feelings of rejection and unworthiness, pressure to conform to certain expectations or standards that negate one's authentic self, causing emotional and spiritual distress. What it does is it reinforces a sense of otherness and exclusion, a sense of being tolerated rather than being fully embraced. Faith community, in regard to God's love, there are no buts or ors, only a profound and. God loves and knows us completely, entirely without conditions. In our journey to embody the unconditional love of the divine creator, it is essential that we use not but or, because those can unconditionally, they can unintentionally add conditions. They can add exclusions. They can devalue individuals, contradicting the essence of Christ's teachings and the inclusive nature of God's love. What does Psalm 139 tell us? You, God, shaped me first inside and then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. How then are you? How then am I? How then are we a mistake? A but? Our very essence has been woven together by God's own hand. We are entirely known to the Almighty, top to bottom, side by side, inside and out, with our sexual orientations and gender identities as part of the divine tapestry of our being. They are part of the Holy One's beautiful and magnificent creation, which means being completely known by the Lord and fully loved, we must celebrate and we must affirm that our diversity is not a mistake. It is a divine intention. We each are unique, and we are an intentional creation of God. And the LGBTQI community, they embody the exquisite diversity of the Almighty's creation. Just as a rainbow is a symbol of promise and hope, so too is our diversity a sign of God's creativity and love. You see, our differences are not mistakes. Mm-mm. They are deliberate strokes in the masterpiece of humanity. This symbol of promise and hope inspired the rainbow flag. Mm-hmm. In 1978, at the request of Harvey Milk, and he was the San Francisco City Supervisor and the first openly elected official in the state of California, this flag was designed by Gilbert Baker. And it made its debut that very same year at the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade celebration. And this is what Gilbert Baker shared about the experience, and I'm quoting him. A rainbow flag was a conscious choice, natural and necessary. The rainbow came from the earliest recorded history as a symbol of hope. In the book of Genesis, it appeared as proof of a covenant between God and all living creatures. It was also found in Chinese, Egyptian, and Native American history. A rainbow flag would be our modern alternative to the pink triangle. Now the rioters who claimed their freedom at the Stonewall Bar in 1969 would have their own symbol of liberation. Now, Gilbert Baker, in his statement, made reference to the pink triangle and to the Stonewall Bar. Now, these were moments and times when our siblings in the LGBTQ community were suffering. They were being persecuted. They were being killed, considered the least of these. A mistake. The pink triangle, that goes all the way back to World War II. And it was used by the Nazis in concentration camps as a symbol. But this was a symbol of shame to identify and to stigmatize homosexual men as undesirables. And then you go into 1969 and the Stonewall Bar, well, this was a tipping point that galvanized the LGBTQ plus community. You see, during the 1960s, during this decade, LGBTQ individuals, they faced opposition and widespread discrimination. There was legal penalties. There was social stigma. They were regularly subjected to police harassment and raids on bars and social spaces. And again, they were considered as the least of these. The least of these instances, though, they didn't stop there. They have continued through time and continue, sadly. It's like with Samuel Luis. This is a young gay man who was beaten to death. And this was going back to 2021. It was a brutal attack that it's highlighting the ongoing violence against LGBTQ individuals like Cache Henderson. Cache was a Black transgender woman. And in February of 2023, she was found murdered in her apartment in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Her murder brought attention to the continuing epidemic of violence against transgender women of color, like Next Benedict, a non-binary teen from Oklahoma who died one day after being bullied at school about their gender identity. That was just last year. Now bring this to our attention, Harmony, because liberation for the least of these in the context of social, political, religious, personal freedoms, it rarely comes easy. Jesus well knew that. On the cross, here at Harmony, you see the rainbow flag that is draped over it. On the communion table, you see the rainbow flag draped over it. That is with intention. And it reminds me of something that's very thought-provoking that was written by Miguel de la Torre. And I want to share what he said with you. This is what he wrote. Because of the violence many gays and lesbians face, they must also be considered among the least of my people. The social pressure to conform to heterosexuality, the tormented experience of an orientation that contrasts what society considers normative, and the physical danger encountered as hate crimes and gay bashing continue to rise in this nation, relegate gays and lesbians to the margins of society. If we say Jesus is in solidarity with the least of my people, and if gays find themselves the victims of oppressive acts, then we must conclude that to remain faithful to a liberative reading of the Bible, Jesus is gay. Not because he participated in homosexual activities, but because what is done to the least of my people is done to Christ. I want you to let that sink in, what I just shared. What is done to the least of my people is done to Christ. For us, faith community, Jesus Christ is our liberator, the fullest revelation of God to humanity, the one who gave of himself fully so that we might live fully as we've been created to be, made in God's image, the one who teaches us to live authentically from the pressures of conformity and societal expectations, the one who challenged the legalism of religious authorities and liberates us from rigid interpretations of Scripture that have been used to marginalize and oppress us, the one whose advocacy for justice is relevant in the fight against discrimination and for equal rights, the one who reconciles our faith with our identity, the one whose healing presence offers solace and recovery from the trauma experienced by religious communities, and the one whose liberating message of unconditional love, justice, and inclusion offers freedom and dignity to LGBTQ plus individuals. As I bring this morning's message to a close, and I invite Rev. Jefferson Beaker to lead us in receiving the sacrament of communion, I said this earlier, and I'm going to say it again, we are each made as unique and intentional creations of God. You embody that beautiful diversity of God's creation. You are so magnificent and beautiful. In God's eyes, there is no but, no or that separates us from their love, only and that unites us. We are called to be a faith community of and, one that affirms and includes and loves unconditionally. And by doing so, we truly reflect the heart of our Creator. So let us stand in awe of the complexity, friends, and the beauty of every individual, seeing them as God sees them. That's you, that's me, that's everyone, fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen? Amen.
Well, it's halftime, and that means I get to say a few words about the upcoming opportunities you have to connect with the people here at Harmony Toluca Lake. Don't forget, next week we will not be meeting in the sanctuary. We will be on the bus in the LA Pride Parade. To sign up, make sure you email Kevin Wheeler, and his email address is community@hollywoodumc.org. We'll be back in the sanctuary on June 16th for an Our Story worship service, a Father's Day celebration, and the message from Pastor Mark entitled Whose Story, which centers on Mark chapter 5, verses 1 through 20. So now, let's close it out with a song from the worship band.
Oh God, oh God, yeah. Open my eyes to see God. Open my eyes to see God. Open my eyes to see that you don't make mistakes, and you didn't start with me. Even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be, you don't make mistakes, and heaven would agree that in your eyes I'm everything that I was made to be. You don't make mistakes. You didn't start with me. Even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be, you don't make mistakes, and heaven would agree that in your eyes I'm everything that I was made to be. Do you believe it? See, you don't make mistakes, and you didn't start with me. Even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be, you don't make mistakes, and heaven would agree. In your eyes, I'm everything that I was made to be. even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be. Oh, in your eyes I'm everything that I was made to be. Oh, and even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be, in your eyes I'm everything that I was made to be. Even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be, in your eyes I'm everything that I was made to be. 'Cause you don't make mistakes, you didn't start with me. Even when I'm far from where I think I'm supposed to be, you don't make mistakes, and heaven would agree. In your eyes I'm everything that I was made to be. I just want to say this, you're not a mistake. You're not. God has a plan. God has a purpose. God has a vision. God says, I know the plans that I have for you. They're to prosper you, not to harm you. You have a future. You have a hope. This world needs you. You are not a mistake. You are on purpose. You are part of a strategic plan, the plan of heaven, the plan of the ultimate creator. You are on purpose. Even when you think you are far from where you think you need to be, God knows. So receive that as much as you can in your heart this morning. You're not a mistake.
Thanks for tuning in to Sunday Replay here on the Harmony Podcast Network. I'm your host, Donna Miller, and this week's guests were Pastor Mark and the Harmony Worship Band. Be sure to tune in next week as we do a little remix on a sermon that Pastor Mark gave us last Pride season entitled Longing to Belong. Don't forget to like, share, and download these episodes, as well as connect with us on social media. Well, that about wraps it up. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week, as Pastor Mark likes to say, peace.